Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about what we want to see in Budget 2021. We have Chan Fung Hin, MP for Kota Kinabalu, joining us on the line now. Fung Hin, you've called for more healthcare spending in Sabah. Where are the deficits now and how much of it should go into the dimensions of healthcare that perhaps take time to build, like infrastructure and personnel, human capacity?
Okay, hello. Hello, everyone on Astro Awani. Yeah, I think Sabah is the epicenter for the third wave of the COVID-19 in this country. So basically, the whole crisis has exposed the long-term issue of the just not enough of the levels of the funding in Sabah, especially in the area of the medical. So a surge of federal resources is needed. So we need to address the inadequate personnel, equipment, beds, and serious backlog in the testing. So the quantum of the increase basically, I think, is in the quantum of the a few hundred million to billion, if you really need to address this issue. But then just imagine that West Coast, Peninsula Malaysia, you have 2 to 18 times more specialists compared to Sarawak, and between 3 to 33 times. More than Sabah, across the different medical departments such as surgery, pediatrics, and so on. So we really need a surge of the federal resources in terms of the hundreds of the millions.
Fung Hin, if I can just interject. Now, you are from the DAP. The Warisan is not in power, and your party is not in power at the state level. The fact that Sabah is now aligned to the federal in terms of the government of the day, does it mean they're more likely to get the funding that you are seeking?
Yeah, I hope they can get it, because, for example, last year, the former Minister of the Finance, YB Lim Guat Eng, he has increased the Sabah's special grant from 26 million since 1970 annually to 53 million in 2020 budget. So I hope to have a search on this Sabah special grant, not only talk about the oil royalty sharing. So Sabah special grant for this year, I hope is more than the 53 million, which Pakatan Harapan has approved it in last year. So I'm looking forward when the GRS rule in Sabah's state. So since they are in line with the current federal government, I hope Tan Sri Muhyiddin can open to pump in more money to Sabah, okay, in terms of to address the issue of the surge of the federal resources.
Well, okay, so you want more funding, but I want to ask you, beyond the present COVID-19 crisis and the healthcare related investments, what exactly do you think Sabah needs specifically for the next year? Where should that money go to?
All right. So I think Sabah has the most low-skilled labor force at around 24 to 27%, while national average is about 12 to 14%. And more than half of the Sabah's population are youths below 40 years old, and majority of them are working as the low-skilled laborers. So for the post-pandemic, we need to look at two issues. The first thing is the jobs. How to create the jobs? So I think some programs such as Malaysian at Work, which was introduced in Pakatan Harapan's budget in Budget 2020, could be continued. So the project has been allocated a total of 6.5 billion in this year to restructure our nation's employment landscape by reducing our dependence on foreign labors and allocating funds to provide training to the local workforce. And this could create numerous jobs post-pandemic. So this is the first thing, is about how to create the jobs. The government should have the program to create the jobs. Secondly, is about how to assist our SMEs to sustain, revive, or achieve transformation, especially digitalization. So majority of the SMEs now are forced to move onto online platforms to decrease the operational cost by laying off the employees, and some would also sell their goods through the live streams. So we have seen the rise of the gig economy throughout Malaysia during the pandemic. So I think how to address the issue of the digitalization of the SME, how to train them, how to train up the youth, okay, to engage in more in this online economy is very important.
So you outlined some really important issues. I wonder if the government of the day, in federal level, rejects the confidence and supply agreement and some of the kinds of proposals put up there, if they reject the kinds of demands that you're making now, will you support this budget?
I don't think they would just outright to reject some noble intention of our proposal, such as the National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan. In fact, was started during our time when Gobind Singh was the minister. So this National Fiberization and Connectivity Plan, NFCP, would be still continue in Sabah and be called on to continue with this, and this has nothing to do with the CSA.
Right.
So I think we need to differentiate the issue of the CSA and the support to the budget.
I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but we have run out of time. Thank you much for speaking with us, and we all look forward to know what is going to be tabled in Budget 2021 tomorrow. Thank you. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.